This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's looking like the U.S. and India will not be able to reach a trade deal before President Trump visits the country. A Reuters report says India has proposed new tariffs that have complicated the negotiations. The U.S.-India Business Council tells reporters that the hopes were fading for the two sides to be able to quickly bridge the gap in their efforts to restore some U.S. trade preferences for India, as well as improve market access for selected U.S. farm products. "We're still hopeful that some kind of agreement could be reached," the council said in a statement. "We do recognize and acknowledge that both governments have been indicating that an agreement is not likely to happen at the stage of the talks." Trump himself is sending mixed messages on the possibility of a trade agreement with India. "We're going to India and we may make a tremendous deal there," he says. "Maybe we'll slow it down and do it after the election. We'll see what happens, but we will only make deals if they are good deals for the American people." A spokesman for India's foreign ministry says they won't rush into a trade deal with the U.S. unless there's a balanced outcome that's good for both countries. U.S. pork producers don't seem optimistic about a potential trade deal with the European Union coming together anytime soon. Nick Giordano is the vice president of global government affairs for the National Pork Producers Council. Giordano tells Politico that he's very skeptical that the two sides will even reach a mini-agreement in the weeks ahead. He feels the real goal should be a comprehensive trade pact covering all sectors of agriculture. "It's outrageous that a market of that size, with that level of income, is so close to us," Giordano says. "They're stealing jobs from us because of their protectionism, and that's unacceptable." The VP says there will be widespread support in the U.S. agricultural community for the Trump administration to take tough action against the EU if there are no concessions regarding a more open EU market. Meantime, U.S. cattlemen might annually sell $4 billion worth of beef to China within the next 5 years. Kent Backus, the senior director of international affairs with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says the Phase 1 trade deal and the meat shortage in China caused by African swine fever should drive U.S. beef exports higher. "We haven't even scratched the surface on the Chinese market," he says. "There is a tremendous amount of unmet protein demand in China." And one quick note here from the USDA. They're reminding producers that are still interested in the CRP program, the sign-up deadline is this Friday, the 28th, and the sign-up is available to farmers and private landowners who are either enrolling for the first time or re-enrolling for another 10 to 15 years. And we'll continue on into state and local news following this.
Want to own your future? Wayne Schaefer at Country Financial can help you find the right plan to get started. The kind of plan that will take into account all the things in your life that matter most. Contact Wayne Schaefer at Country Financial today at 498-5800. 498-5800.
M&M Service Company would like to take this opportunity to say thank you to their customers for their continued patronage over the years. Their customers are the foundation of their success, and without them, M&M wouldn't be where they are today. They are truly grateful for your trust in their company and look forward to serving your agricultural needs for many years to come. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Macoupin County Farm Bureau members can now access thousands of additional member-exclusive benefits and discounts when they are on the go with the new membership benefit web platform and iPhone app. This new app allows members to see both local and national discounts for Farm Bureau members, from movies to hotels to theme parks and more. For more information or links to the new benefit platform, visit ilfb.abenity.com. Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
And we're back here on your Monday Afternoon Ag Show. Moving on into State of Illinois Ag News, Governor Pritzker essentially maintained the Department of Agriculture's budget for agricultural and natural resource programs, but he also acknowledged the department's increased responsibility related to industrial hemp and adult-use cannabis. During Pritzker's budget address last Wednesday, the governor noted cannabis sales are expected to generate $46 million for the General Revenue Fund in fiscal year 2021. The IDOA's proposed $119.3 million total budget includes $47.9 million from the State General Revenue Fund a $3.3 million increase from fiscal year 20. Appropriations include $500,000 for industrial hemp, $7.8 million for cannabis, and maintaining the $2.6 million for medical cannabis. Pritzker proposes adding more Department of Ag employees for a total of 320. Staff involved with cannabis oversight will increase from 8 to 48. IDOA projects the state will issue 40 licenses for craft cannabis growers, 21 for cultivation centers, 40 for cannabis infusion, and 100 for cannabis transport. Department of Ag would also double available funding for cover crop incentives program related to crop insurance from $300,000 to $600,000. Farmers depleted the 50,000-acre cap within days of the first sign-up back in December. Soil and water conservation districts would again receive $4.5 million for operations and $3 million for cost share. County Board matching funds for the U of I extension would be maintained at $10.994 million. The capital fund budget includes $1.85 million for permitted improvements to the state fairgrounds in Springfield and $750,000 for the DuQuoin State Fairgrounds. Other ag-related proposals include maintaining the $5 million for ag education line item, which provides incentives for secondary ag programs at colleges and universities that meet standards, and will also be for extended year contracts for high school ag teachers and development. In other state ag news, some farmers may be holding out to decide what crops they're going to plant this spring for a variety of reasons, including weather and economic indicators. But those contacted by the USDA's National Ag Statistics Service here in the state should still take time to respond to the prospective planting survey, which should hit mailboxes as early as this week. NAS is in the process of contacting about 80,000 farmers nationwide, and that relies solely on those farmers to generate the March 31st prospective planting report. USDA released its first baseline estimate of the 2020 crop at their annual forum. It projects U.S. plantings this season at 94 million acres for corn, that's up 5% from last year, and 85 million acres of beans, and that's up 12% from last year. That's assuming normal weather, however. And, of course, a lot could change from now until planters actually hit the field, as evidenced last year when farmers declared a record 19.4 million prevented plant acres. But that still does not diminish the importance of the prospective planting report. NAS procedures were in question last year due to the extreme acreage and yield uncertainty caused by a bevy of weather issues. The Illinois Farm Bureau worked with the agency to ensure the best procedures are in place. In the end, the NAS corn crop forecast in August was less than 5% of a deviation from the final estimate for the fifth straight year. The highest deviation between those two estimates in the last 25 years occurred back in 1995 when the August corn crop forecast missed the final mark by more than 7.5%. And while NAS released this coming year's forecasts for corn and beans for the crop, last year's county estimates for yield were released on Friday as well. For corn, only 7 counties yielded over 200 bushels, and none were over 210, while in 2018, the whole state of Illinois averaged over 210 bushels per acre. The highest county corn yield in Illinois was Sangamon County at 206.3 bushels to the acre, with 45.5 million bushels of corn raised on 224,000 acres in Sangamon County. Other counties in the state with an average over 200 bushels to the acre for corn included Cass, Carroll, Macon, McLean, Morgan, Stark, and Tazewell. County yield averages in our WSMI listening area are as follows. Bond saw 184 last year, Calhoun 171, Clinton County had a 182 corn yield average last year, Christian 199, Fayette 166, Greene County 192, Jersey County 183.5, Macoupin 183, Madison County had a 198 bushels to the acre corn average last year, Montgomery 188, Shelby 175, and St. Clair 184 last year. For soybeans, 11 counties yielded over 60 bushels to the acre, with the highest yielding county being Sangamon County yet again as well, with an average yield of 65.5 bushels to the acre. That had 10.8 million bushels of beans raised off of 166,000 acres planted last year in Sangamon County. Other counties in the state over 60 bushels to the acre include Carroll at 65, Greene at 61, Jersey at 60, Macon County at 64, Menard County 62, McDonough County at 60, McLean County at 61, Montgomery County 61.5, and Morgan County at 64 bushels to the acre last year for beans. And yield of counties in our listening area include Bond 52, Calhoun at 47, Clinton at 52 last year, Fayette at 49, Macoupin at 58, Madison at 57, Shelby at 56, and St. Clair at 53. Finally, now moving to our Ag Community Bulletin Board, one last thing to tell you about. The U of I Extension will be hosting a Starting Seeds Indoor Workshop that'll be held on Wednesday at the Montgomery County Extension Office in Hillsboro. Andrew Holsinger, the U of I's Horticulture Extension Educator, will present a variety of techniques for starting your seedlings indoors before you have them start out in the garden this spring. Again, the program is Wednesday afternoon from 1:30 until 3. Cost for the program is $5, and you can pre-register online at extension.illinois.edu/CJMM or by calling 532-3941. Pre-registration is due by Tuesday, tomorrow, the 25th. And that'll wrap it up for this Monday afternoon edition of the Ag Show. Reporting for WSMI Ag News, I'm Gabe Osborne.